Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Golder. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics on 7 blot, going from Daf Tes to Daf Tes Vav. So here we go. Question number 1. Which stuff do we learn that craftsmen can't carry their tools in the way which is usual for them, even though it's unusual for others, on Shabbos? That's on Daf Yudalef. Good. Number 2. Where do we learn that the Rabbanan glassware is considered like earthenware, like a klicheres, because it comes from sand in terms of tuma? That's on Daf Tezvav. Great. Number 3, where do we learn that one should treat his sons equally, unlike Yaakov's treatment of Yosef? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 4, where do we learn the 6th enactment, that a Sefer Torah and Nevi'im Aksubim are postal truma? That's on Daf Yudalef. Great. Number 5, where do we learn that Rav Chananya bar Chizkiyahu ben Garon was the one who resolved the contradictions between Sefer Yechezkel and the Torah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 6. What do you learn about the various conducts of the Rabbanim during Tefillin? What they wore, how they positioned themselves in terms of posture, like an Eved and so on. That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 7. What do you learn the 3 cases where Hillel and Shammai disagree? That's on Daf Tes Vav. Great. Number 8. Where do you learn that one says to a sick person on Shabbos Himalizok, Rufua Krovo Lavo? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Great. Number 9. Where do we learn that one can't use a 10 tafach post in Rishus Yachid? That's on Daf Tes. Great. Number 10. Where do we have the question whether one is able to stand on the Karmelis and drink in a different Rishus? That's on Daf Yudalef. Great. Number 11. Where do we learn when one gives a gift, one needs to inform the recipient of the gift? That's on Daf Yud. Great. Number 12. Where do we have the 4th enactment that one who showers in drawn water after going to the mikveh becomes tameh? That's on Daf Yudalef. Good. Number 13. Where do we learn about the various prohibited activities before mincha? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 14. Where do we have the mission that mentions that there were 18 enactments? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 15. Where do we learn about our inability to grasp the government's thinking given the complexity of issues? That's on Daf Yudalef. Great. Number 16. Where do we learn that one is permitted to wear tefillin erev Shabbos even late in the day because he's always aware that he's wearing it, he won't forget and carry on Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 17. Where do we learn that there were gozer tumal eretz ha'amim, that they decreed that the earth of Chutz Arts is tamei? That's on Daf Tes Vav. Great. Number 18. Where do we learn that one should not sit on a sick person's bed because the Shechina is there? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Great. Number 19. Where do we learn that 2 strangers can eat meat and milk at the same table? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 20. Where do we learn what's considered the various start times for the prohibited activities before Mincha, such as putting on the barber's cloth when going to get a haircut? That's on Daf Tes. Good. And number 21, where do we learn about the 3 times that Netilas Yadayim was instituted? That's on Daf Yudalef. Great. We've now concluded the Grand Pop Quiz. I'm sure you did exceptionally well. But of course, you can come back to this through the course of the week and practice. This is Rabbi Avraham Golder from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.